From my heart, we acknowledge the First People of Australia, Aboriginals and Torres Strait Islander people. We show our respects to elders, past, present, and in the future, to mums, dads, aunties, uncles, cousins, nieces, and nephews. Brother boys and sister girls are part of the rainbow flag.
We recognise self-advocates who have worked very hard over many years for their rights and human rights for all.
Hello and welcome to another Raising Our Voices show on 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital Radio and 3cr.org.au. Raising Our Voices is a self-advocacy radio show run by people with disability for people with disability. Nothing about us without us. I'm Maz and I work at the Self-Advocacy Resource Unit.
Simo.
It's really good to see you.
You're from everywhere, Simo.
Yeah, that's right, every in between.
I'm Sky and I'm from everywhere as well. I do lots of best self advocacy things.
Cool.
I'm James from Reinforce and I'm a strong self-advocate.
Hi, I'm Madeline. I do lots of rural self-advocacy consultations with lots of different organisations and MOB, and thank you very much.
Today we are here to talk about Ida Hobbit Day, and this year the theme is the heart of democracy. Why is it important to have the theme at the heart of democracy for the LGBTQIA plus community on Ida Hobbit Day?
It's important to have a theme about democracy for the LGBTQIA community because there are so many laws being passed that actually reduce the rights of people in the LGBTQIA community, particularly the trans community these days. For a long time, people in the LGBTQIA community seem to be getting more rights. For example, the passing of marriage equality in Australia, but that actually seems to have reversed a bit recently.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah, it was so amazing when marriage equality did pass, but just recently, it's just like the last few years, it's just things going backwards, like with, hard to say where it's coming from, but I think a lot of, you know, lots of stuff happening in America, and I think it's bleeding into the rest of the world.
Yeah, even in the Australian elections, there have been people that have been essentially running for parliament with a platform wanting trans women out of women's spaces and out of women's sport in particular.
Terrible. Yeah.
And there's been such a lot of really nasty discourse around things like that, even in Australia, though Australia hasn't gone as far as passing laws to restrict the right of people in the LGBT community in the way that countries like the US have.
And this is why we're doing this show today, is because it's really important to highlight it's even harder for people with disabilities who are LGBTI.
Yep, because those of us who are disabled and queer, we're doubly marginalised.
Yeah.
And if we are also Indigenous or from a non-English speaking background, we might be triply marginalised.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think everyone should be equal. Doesn't matter where you're from, who you are, we're all human beings. We bleed the same way and everyone should be accepted into community.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
it. Doesn't matter what race, culture, where you're from, everyone's equal.
Yeah, I agree.
And yeah, it's all got to do with intersectionality.
And stereotypes. It's all wrong.
Yeah.
Just got on one another. It's beautiful.
And intersectionality is a difficult word, and some of our listeners may not have heard it before. Would you like to explain it for anyone that the concept's new to?
Yeah. So intersectionality is a term, and it means, if you think of what an intersection is, it's about, you know, if you meet in the middle, what do you represent? Like a person with disability, you know, you might be a person with disability who is also queer. And that's what we're talking about today. And that intersectionality is, you know, you meet in the middle, but it's hard, you can't separate it because you're both disabled and queer, whether you identify as lesbian or gay or bisexual or transgender, queer, and then you've got a disability. So, you know, for me, I'm totally blind and my right arm and leg are paralyzed. But I'm also queer. So I'm just using myself as an example.
Yeah. Some people talk about experiencing ableism or disability discrimination in the queer community, but also experiencing homophobia or transphobia in the disability community.
Totally. Yeah. Experience both.
And a lot of people are very paranoid, and that's all really wrong. We're all human beings. They should, like, let everyone be themselves and express their feelings and emotions as long as they're not hurting anyone, and stop passing raw judgment over people. That's so wrong. And being racist, let everyone be in their own community. Doesn't matter if you've got a disability or you're, you know, transgendered or a drag queen or bisexual, let everyone live their life and be happy.
Yeah.
It's beautiful just to be yourself.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it.
What does Ida Hobbit Day mean to you?
Yeah, I've been reflecting on this a bit. I was very shy when I first came out. Also very strong that this is who I am. I like men. And no one's going to change it. they can try. It's just who I am. It's not something that I can change. And I think for allies and for people who are just getting their head around that concept, it is what it is and no one can change it. And there are actually laws that prohibit that now in Victoria, at least, to convert people to being strict. It's talking about that kind of concept It's about to accept people for who they are and let them celebrate that.
That's right.
I heard someone say the other day that why is it important? And let them say, well, if you haven't experienced what it's to be queer, and you haven't, well, I think all queer people experienced the feeling, it's important to recognize that phobia exists. Yeah.
As well as being a self-advocate, I'm a bit of a nerd, but I can't hear the words Ida Hobbit Day without thinking of a hobbit, like from Lord of the Rings, named Ida. There's actually a very good song that was made called Ida the Hobbit, and made because I am not the only nerdy person that thinks of hobbits from Lord of the Rings when they hear Ida Hobbit. But in reality, Ida Hobbit stands for the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia, and Transphobia. It actually started as just Idaho, the International Day Against Homophobia, and it's held on May the 17th because that's the day that the World Health Organization took homosexuality out of the book of mental disorders called the DSM. But when the World Health Organization officially recognized that homosexuality and bisexuality and transsexuality were not an illness, not wrong, but a natural part of human diversity. We talk about homophobia and biphobia and transphobia, though, and I'm not sure that those terms are really right, because phobia suggests that people are scared. Mostly they're not scared, they're just bigoted and discriminatory.
I think people should be educated and, you know, unique lived experience, you know, to be themselves. And there's a lot of rules and regulations, and organizations have to be a bit more understanding and caring and not so judgment about all this stuff, because people need to feel confident and articulate who they are, not to be scared to show who they really are. And people need to learn and respect society.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I think it's a good day for both the queer community themselves to show that we exist, and it's not good to be homophobic for people who are, especially if, you know, some people may have something called internalized homophobia. So I know that I've experienced this when I was a teenager, that I did not want to be queer, and it was really difficult. And everyone's in different journeys, I think, for that. Some people don't experience that at all. But yeah, I think it's really important to acknowledge that as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Well done. We'll be right back with a couple of announcements.
The song you just heard was The Pink Pony Club by Chapel Road. This song was chosen because we were all bopping along.
Yeah. All bopping along to Chapel Road.
Yes.
All right.
You're listening to Raising Our Voices on 3CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, and streaming at 3cr.org.au. Raising Our Voices is a radio show run by people with disabilities, for people with disabilities. Nothing about us without us.
Yay!
Right, way to go.
Today we are talking about Ida Hobbit Day and the theme for 2026, At the Heart of Democracy. You've heard what Ida Hobbit Day means to us, and a discussion about democracy for the LGBTQIA plus community.
What are some small things that people can do to be a ally of the LGBTQIA plus community?
I reckon that if people are supportive, then they should show their support publicly. And I know that Kylie's wearing a t-shirt today that says ally on it, so that's pretty cool.
And this one as well.
A pretty cool statement to say that I'm an ally of LGBTI people.
That's right.
Pretty cool. Well, I won't get an ally one, I'll get a queer one.
If people hear or see homophobia or transphobia, they should call it out.
Yeah. And how do they do that, though? How do we do that? In a safe way, yeah.
Definitely in a safe way, yes.
Yeah. I mean, if you hear a friend or somebody that's in your family or somebody in your workplace saying negative things about the queer community, you can say, I don't think that's right.
I think it's, I don't know. I don't see many people being openly homophobic these days.
I think,
Maybe it's harder to spot.
I think there's still quite a lot of casual homophobia in sport, particularly in men's team sport, which is why it took so long for there to be any out gay or bi AFL players, for example.
Yeah, and they're still having troubles with that. Even last week, they were, they're still having troubles with that kind of stuff in the AFL.
While it's public that there are troubles in the AFL, I think it's like probably across most men's team sports.
Yeah. There's this thing called toxic masculinity. And it's something where, you're trying to be, when you're growing up and you only have bad or inappropriate stereotypes of men, you don't really learn what it means to be a man in a civilized society, and you only learn what a man is, by being with the boys and going down the pub on a Friday night and just being really horrible. And there's so many other ways to be a man than being toxic masculinity.
And Sky, you're right, there's probably a lot less overt, obvious homophobia than there used to be, but there's still an enormous amount of overt transphobia.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's different for trans people. Definitely. Yeah, as you say, Maz, it's I think, as you're saying before, we've come such a long way with homophobia, but transphobia, they've got a long, long, long way to go. And it's funny that, like, even for myself, as I came out as gay, yeah, like, I know people who still question me about being trans, and like, being the trans journey is so different to the gay journey. And it's really, people's understanding of that is not where I would like it to be. So, but that's what this day is all about, isn't it? Trying to break down those stereotypes.
That's right.
People can introduce themselves using their pronouns and put their pronouns in their email signature. Not only does that show that you are an ally to people in the LGBTQIA plus community, but it's actually helpful because there are a lot of people who either have names that can be either used for a man or a woman, or who may have a name that's not common in Australia, so even if it is clearly gendered in the country that the name comes from, it may not be in Australia.
I'm just thinking about in the workplace, another good way might be to, yeah, show your support whenever, it's talked about. In the workplace, they might be celebrating a certain day, like Ida Hobbit Day. So, if you show your support in some way, like displaying your rainbow flag is a really good idea.
I'm an official in athletics and I often wear a rainbow flag badge so people in the community know that I'm a safe person.
And do
Okay,
you get
that's
people coming up to you about that?
occasionally.
Education, training, having some events, having a barbecue, having a morning tea or lunch in a community center, really getting involved and supporting this community because there's so much red tape and so much judgment and prejudice. It's all wrong. Everyone's equal.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I think that having a we had the Pride Gala recently, talking about community events and maybe having more events at neighborhood houses. Don't be afraid to speak up about the LGBTIQ community.
Yeah, I was just thinking, like, if you do see something that's not right, being able to say it in the group that you're in and to be able to bring it up as an issue
That's right.
is really important. Like, yeah, if with your friends or something, and some make some comment or something, you can call them out on it and say, "Hey, I don't agree with that."
Why do you think Ida Hobbit Day was created?
Well, that's a good question. It was created to bring out awareness of people's identity. Yeah, I mean, discrimination goes a long way, and it's not fair to be discriminated against. And it's hard for people to come out of their shell.
Think people should just be themselves, and people need to realize, let people live their way of life, and not be judgmental. And your identity is who you are. You're not going to change or bow down to anyone. You're just who you are, and that's who we are. And yeah, they just need education and knowledge, and just to be a bit nicer in today's society. A lot of people are cruel and nasty because they're not educated about people and who they are and how they live.
How can people find out about Ida Hobbit Day?
One place you can find out about Ida Hobbit Day is at the Ida Hobbit website, www.idahobbit.org.au.
Maybe ask at your workplace or wherever you go, your day service.
Community health centres.
Yeah.
There's an Ida Hobbit Wikipedia page. Wikipedia isn't necessarily the most reliable source of information, but it exists.
Gives you some good background. So if people search on the internet for Ida Hobbit Day, you'll be able to find some resources.
You can also just look on social media on Ida Hobbit Day itself, because I'm sure lots of people will be posting about it and hashtagging Ida Hobbit or Ida Hobbit Day.
If you have only just tuned in, we are raising our voices on 3CR 855 AM. Today we talked about Ida Hobbit Day, which is on May 17th, and the theme is at the heart of democracy. We may have talked about some stressful topics. This might have brought up some difficult feelings for you. If you need to talk to someone, please phone Lifeline on 131114, Beyond Blue on 1300 224636, or Q Life on 1800 184527. Or you can just talk to someone you trust.
Thanks for listening to Raising Our Voices on 8:55 a.m. Raising Our Voices is a radio show run by people with a disability for people with a disability. Join us next time when we'll be having our annual radio fund, raising money for 3CR and for us to stay on the airways. Stay tuned to 3CR.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.